Israel's massacres in Gaza have brought us, I believe, to a turning point. They clarified that despite Israel's relentless attempts to destroy them, it is not Palestinians that cannot survive in Palestine, but Israel as a so-called Jewish state that has no future. Israel was created through the violent ethnic cleansing of indigenous Palestinians and is maintained only through constant violence and discrimination directed at three groups of Palestinians. Most visibly, Palestinians in the occupied Gaza Strip and West Bank, who are subjected to extreme forms of violence. Secondly, Palestinian citizens of Israel, the survivors and descendants of those ethnically cleansed in 1948, who face mounting incitement, demonization, and threats of expulsion. And third, Palestinian refugees who are prevented from returning home for the sole reason that they do not fit Israel's ethno-racial criteria. But despite these extreme forms of oppression, there are today more Palestinians in Palestine than ever before. The total population of historic Palestine, Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza Strip today is 11 million people. Just over 5 million are Israeli Jews, just over 5 million are Palestinians, and the remainder are neither. This is, of course, not counting millions of refugees outside the country. So today it is Israel that needs the fig leaf of a two-state solution to cover up the reality that in historic Palestine there is a Jewish sectarian government that maintains its rule by force and force alone. Such a state can never gain legitimacy. Therefore, even to maintain the status quo, Israel would have to carry out escalating Gaza-style massacres on a regular basis in an attempt to terrorize and subdue the Palestinian population. In 2009, if you support Israel's claim to be a Jewish state, you must also in practice support its massacres, because those are the price of maintaining it. Israeli leaders, including Tzipi Livni, Ehud Barak, Netanyahu, Avigdor Lieberman, and all the rest, are open and boast about their support for these massacres. I think Tzipi Livni was competing with her opponents to say, I'm the one who convinced the cabinet to attack Gaza. This, at least, is an honest Zionist position, and we should respect it for that. But Israel, as a Jewish state, cannot bomb its way to legitimacy. Unless it is stopped, however, it will continue to try, and there will be many more Gazas. The responsibility and opportunity falls on us collectively to provide a way out, and I'll cover that in my remaining 3 minutes. The moral justness of the Palestinian cause is rooted in universalism, which contrasts with the tribalism and communalism and bigotry of Zionism. Zionism is a dying cause running on inertia. It still has enormous power, which is why indeed the status quo could be durable. And it can still cause enormous suffering, but it is running out of options and places to hide. Second, the reality that Palestinians are the indigenous people of the land and will soon once again be the majority gives them an unimpeachable moral claim to set the agenda for the country's future as a unified, democratic, and inclusive state for all who live in it. And third, global support for the Palestinian cause. Each of these assets must be effectively mobilized through a number of complementary strategies. We must here begin to put forward a universal vision. And I'll mention briefly in passing that many of the speakers at this conference took part in drafting the One State Declaration in 2007. It's by no means a perfect or final document, but it's a starting point, and I recommend it to you as no more than that. Equality must be at the center of our vision, not merely in terms of rights, but rights written into a constitution, but the real, actual dismantling of the oppressive system that exists now. Second, Palestinians everywhere must reassess. I have 3 points to end with, and this is the second. So, Palestinians everywhere must reassert their right to participate in determining their own future. Conferences like this one, like the popular conference last August, are important venues for that. But there is an urgent need to work at the grassroots everywhere that Palestinians live to secure effective representation. The disaster of Oslo is that a small Palestinian elite attempted to give up the rights of other Palestinians in exchange for an end to the occupation in 1967, which they did not even get. This attempt failed not only because of Israeli bad faith, but because of Palestinian resistance to it. Finally, we must mobilize the massive grassroots support for Palestinian rights that exists around the world. You will be hearing from other speakers at this conference about boycott, divestment, and sanctions. Listen to them carefully because BDS plays an essential role in the struggle. We live in an extraordinary moment. No one can tell what will happen in 5, 10, 15, or 20 years. But the possibility for radical change exists. The death of the two-state solution is not to be mourned. It provides a real opportunity to push for a just peace that guarantees full equality for all the inhabitants of Palestine, Palestinians, Israeli Jews, and others alike. Thank you.
You are watching our coverage of the conference One State for Palestine Israel, a country for all its citizens. We will continue our coverage after this program ID.
You are watching The Arabic Hour, a program of news, views, culture, cuisine, and the Arab American experience. To view today's program or any of our previous programs, log on to our website at www.arabichour.org.